Well, the St. Joseph Mustangs opening up the 2024 season this evening against the Baldwin City Blues. And a familiar face back in the dugout, the Benton High School Cardinals. They're still playing for a state championship. So with Johnny Coy away, Matt Johnson, the Hall of Famer, back in a Mustangs uniform for this evening. Coach Johnson, thanks so much for joining us and talking with us here. And what's the feeling like as you make your way to Phil Welch Stadium and get set to be the manager once again for the first time in 7 years?
Yeah, since 2017. It's kind of a surreal feeling to be hopping in the car knowing that I'm not just going up to watch a game and to enjoy just the crowd atmosphere, but I get an opportunity to feel it from inside the dugout, inside the locker room, do all the pregame festivities, and especially to have that type of excitement on opening night will bring back a lot of memories.
When you go into this one, do you find some old habits of how you used to approach a game, or do you kind of feel like it's a one-off? I'm not going to allow myself to get too overly emotional involved into it and just kind of enjoy the atmosphere. How do you approach a game like this?
I think it's going to be a combination of both. I think there's going to be points within the game that that will bring back those routines or those situations, or you don't shut those things off, thinking in advance and planning. But there's definitely going to be a lot of moments where I'll be able to look up in the stands and where I'll be able to, batting practice and pitcher's work and just getting to know the guys and just being able to enjoy the one game moment. It'll definitely bring back the memories, but it'll also, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sure, for quite a while, Johnny's known this team's pretty good for Benton right now. They've won 21 straight, playing for a Class 4 title coming up tomorrow. How does this come up where they contact you and say, hey, are you interested, and how did all that work out?
Johnny reached out about 3 weeks ago just saying, hey, we got an opportunity, the way things are shaking out, to reach the state tournament, and if we do that, would you be interested in coming up to help out and fill in on the day that I'm gone? And I said, yeah. That was 3 weeks ago, going, yeah, if that situation does arise, let me talk to, Brenda and Jason, and everybody in the family, make sure it's okay, that we don't have anything going on that day. But I just said, yeah, if we get to that point, I'll be able to fill out. And, Johnny's got that Benton team playing in a great opportunity, and he's really, had that pulse of them all year. So I was hoping this day would happen, but we weren't sure if it was going to.
A lot of storylines going into this game with an opening night and you back in the dugout and putting the uniform back on. But first, you think about Johnny Coy, who played for you. He coached under you, and then you handed the reins over. And obviously, the Mustang success has carried on from one manager to another, but then seeing what he's doing high school-wise, what makes Johnny so special, and what's this like for you to see him have that success?
It's great to see him have that success, because you got to watch him have that success as a player, both at the high school and collegiate level and with us in the summer, and then just the way his mind works and how hard he works, to make sure that, these guys have a great experience. He trusts the process, and the process leads to wins. So it's very gratifying to see him do that, but there was never a doubt that he didn't have the ability, to get a feel for players, understand what makes them tick, and, get them in the right direction. As you can see with the high school setup, he's got those guys going in the great direction, and with the Mustangs, he's done a phenomenal job. Since 2018, to keep it as a winning program and put his own stamp on it.
They won 32 ball games, going for a state title tomorrow. For you getting back in, coaching this one tonight, we see Jace grow up running around the concourse at Phil Welch Stadium. Now he's pitching for the Mustangs a little bit last year, but now his first full season with St. Joseph. Those relievers kind of helped raise Jace back in the day. Now all of a sudden he's one of those guys kind of taking a lot of younger guys under their wing. What's this like for you?
It's going to be a pretty cool experience. It's different when you coach them through high school and you coach them through summer ball. It's a little different atmosphere. You're trying to get him to that end product, and now just being able to sit back and watch him have a ton of success at the high school level, a ton of success in his first year down at Scottsdale Community College, and to have a rush of those, memories of him playing catch at 3 o'clock, going through his pitcher work and, throwing the football around and being down in the bullpen and being in the dugout. And now, possibly have the opportunity to hand him the baseball at the end of the game. It's definitely a moment I'm hoping happens tonight.
He has a heck of a freshman year out in Scottsdale, and you've watched him grow up and get to this point. You pitched professionally with the St. Joseph Black Snakes, obviously, before the Mustangs came around. What makes Jace so dangerous on the mound?
he's got a different mentality, you know, than when he was a position player. It was fun to watch him. You know, when he would ever he'd get the ball, no matter what the situation was, he was just a very stoic person on the mound. He wanted the ball in big situations. He wanted to be the guy that was going to get the final strikeout or get the last out. It's fun to watch him kind of be in his element, the way he moves the ball, the way he throws strikes, the way he challenges hitters, and the confidence level that he has whenever that ball goes to him, whether that's, you know, to close out a game, to start a game, to, you know, bridge to the next guy. He just has that confidence that you like to see in a pitcher, and it's fun to watch him grow that way to where, you know, he's the guy that, you know, wants the ball in those situations.
All right, getting set for the home opener for the Mustangs here this evening. Do you handle the lineup card, or did Johnny say, hey, here's a text, here's who I want where?
I requested that Johnny kind of had this already pre-scripted out of who he wanted to go to pitching-wise and who he wanted to be starting. He said he was going to have that all written out for me sitting on his desk. it's different when you don't put the team together. I want to make sure that it's, you know, it's his team. I'm just filling in for a little bit. Will I have to make a decision, you know, later on in the game? Possibly. But he knows these guys better than I do, so I'm happy he took that pressure off me.
Now, one other aspect, too, having you come back in to manage the Mustangs, we go through the offseason, and obviously the loss of Dane Gerson, unexpectedly passing away, and nobody sees that coming, and heart-wrenching for the community, for the Mustangs, everyone around that knew Dan. What's this also mean to you, stepping back in? You know, Kai has the special hats, the black and white Mustangs hats this year, a lot of different things to honor Dan throughout this year. For you to be able to be back and be in the dugout and put the uniform on and in a place where he gave you that opportunity, what's that mean to you too?
I was just thinking about that this morning. It's a special opportunity because he gave me my start. He took a chance on a guy that had been nothing but an assistant coach in Northwest Missouri State, gave me an opportunity to come in, lead a program, do it my way, and just be so influential in guiding me in that right direction. Now for me to throw the uniform on tonight, you know, with those special hats, you know, that Kai's created in to manage a game in essentially his memory, because this year is going to be a stamp, and it's going to be all about Dan Gerson and how important he was to the community of St. Joe, the St. Joseph Mustangs, and the stamp that he's left. It'll definitely be an emotional part at the beginning of the game for me, knowing that, you know, he's not going to be in the stands, but he's going to be with us in many different capacities throughout the game tonight.
Pretty emotional game, emotional season coming up. Fitting to have you back in the dugout for this one. Last one I got for you before I let you go. Will you have number 6 on tonight?
That's a good question. I don't even know what uniform we're wearing tonight, but it's definitely a possibility.
All right, Coach Johnson, well, thanks so much for the time. Good to talk to you again, and we'll do it again soon, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Matt.